Especially the consideration for Monty to the office, to the priesthood that you've called him for. And truly, Lord, we are thankful that we live in a time and in a church that recognizes your revelations, that you call men to your work. And we also, Lord, are thankful for the men who accept that call and take on that burden and are willing to serve thee in that manner. And truly, I'm thankful, Lord, also that you have watched over and kept Monty and Jarrah safe as they've been away for so long, and for allowing them to return this weekend that we may share in this time with them. I pray, Lord, as always, many times we felt your spirit in abundance here. I pray that you pour your spirit out upon us, that we truly will know that this is a calling from you. And I pray these things in your Son's holy name, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Most of you know the nature of this business meeting. It's for the consideration of a priesthood call, and in light of that, we will not have the minutes read from our last meeting and just put that off to our next business meeting. And you all are aware of this, but I'd just like to bring to your attention one more time the nature and purpose for what we are gathered. As recorded in our bylaws that the branch had voted on, it says the Church of Jesus Christ, Saints, Haven, Restoration Branch will consider calls to the priesthood when the branch pastor testifies that he has received divine inspiration and shares this with his counselors that such calls should be made. Such calls will then be reviewed by the Melchizedek priesthood. If accepted, it will be sent back to the pastor to be reviewed with the candidate. Once the candidate accepts this call, it will then be brought before the body for final acceptance before ordination. And that's where we are at this point this morning. I have shared with my counselors, and we shared with the Melchizedek priesthood, and I have shared with Monty, and now we are here for you to share in that special occasion. The older I get, I realize that there are a few perks to getting older. One of them is you might have the opportunity to see young men or young individuals even as they grow and mature and as they become more willing to accept the role that God has placed for them in their lives. I've had the opportunity to know Monty for some time, and it is with joy that I have the opportunity to present his name to you for a call to the office of priest, and I trust that you have prayerfully considered that even this morning. So this morning, this is a branch business meeting, but all are invited to share if they would like to when the opportunity has arisen. We are recording this, so Ben or someone will assist with the mic, so you know we'll do the best we can. We are limited on our cord, but we would like for you to share in the mic so it can be recorded. And following our sharing, you'll have opportunity to vote on the call for Monty to the office of priest. So at this time, I would invite Monty to come up and to share with you, and then following that, those that wish to share will have the opportunity.
It is great to be here with you today, and I'm glad I have
speak real loud.
Obviously, it's my first time behind the podium. I do feel that the Lord has guided and directed me in my life and raised me to this point, as the man I am now, to be able to accept this calling to serve Him in this capacity. I have been given a testimony of this, and I would like to speak on that later in more detail, but just that I do feel that this is from the Lord. I know that it's from the Lord, and I pray that you would give it prayerful consideration also, and that I might be able to serve you, to serve Him. So thank you.
If there would be anybody else who would like to share, this is your opportunity. And again, all are invited to share if they would like. Brother Ben, could someone, if they would like to share? Okay. Is there anybody you'd like to share?
When I found out about Monty's call, I was praying about it, and I realized that as a branch, we pray about these things, and, you know, not everyone receives all the testimonies, but we, just like in every service when we come together, from everything that each joint supplies, the Lord says the body of Christ is edified, and we always edify each other with the testimony. So I was like, well, you know, I guess I don't really have to specifically receive something on this. It was coming up to last week, and my dad told me on Saturday that one of the people that Monty had had wanted to take part in the ordination wasn't going to be able to be there. And at that time, I was like, "Oh, that's too bad. I'm really sorry about that." And it came to Tuesday, and I got a call from Monty on my cell phone, and he asked me to take part in the ordination, and I accepted, and I thought about that, and, you know, I was like, you know, it would be really nice if I could have a personal testimony of his call to this specific office right now, to be able to participate in this. And so the next day I was fasting already for something else that was going on in my life, I just had this in the back of my mind that I really wanted to know this. And so I was praying about it, and came to the end of the day, and I went to a men's meeting, and we studied about priesthood, and we got to the end of the meeting, and you know, my mind had gotten onto the things that we were studying, had gotten onto the cares of the day, and I just let it slip that I had been praying about Monty's ordination. Well, the next day, I woke up and I remembered it, and I started praying for it again, and I got to RCM that night, and right before the meeting, they were asking for the blessings, and we go around and share blessings that we've had during the week. And I started thinking about Monty's call, and when I was thinking about it, the Holy Spirit just came over me and reminded me of something that had happened before. And just to share this with you, this is the exact same way that the Lord confirmed to me my priesthood call, was that He reminded me actually of an experience that I'd had before that He'd been preparing for. And the Lord reminded me of when my dad had told me that Monty, that one of the people that was going to ordain him wasn't able to make it. And I thought back on that time, and I realized, for some reason, in my mind, I thought, oh, I thought I was going to ordain Monty when my dad told me. And it comes to me now, the feeling that you have, I don't know if you know it or have this, but sometimes when you have a dream that feels very, very real, and you wake up, and it still feels real. That's the exact same way I felt when my dad told me about the difference in who's going to ordain Monty. I felt like I'd had a dream about it, but for the life of me, I can't remember the dream. But I know that when I shared that at RCM for the blessing time, the Holy Spirit just flowed over me, and I knew that this call was from the Lord, and that the Lord had confirmed it to me already. I'd forgotten. And the Lord had confirmed it to me again, and so I can testify to you that Monty has called this office right now.
Anyone else wish to share?
I just see the Lord's hand moving upon his young men in this generation. I have observed Monty for many years and have been in his home, and knowing that he is a servant of the Lord and he loves the Lord. And, you know, I see these young men that the Lord has laid his spirit upon, and they are responding to his spirit. And it reminded me back when I was young. And the generation that I come out of usually flirted with the world for several years before we decided to submit to his Holy Spirit. And so I am thrilled that these young men in the last few years have been called into God's service to be servants of his and to take his gospel into all the world. And I'm thrilled that the Lord has called Bonnie into this office that he will fulfill for a time, and I believe that there is a greater horizon even in the future, is my testimony.
I probably won't have a lot to say, but I've observed Monty also. Love you. And I've seen his relationship with my family, with the boys of the family and Jura. And one of the things I've always noted and been close is how the relationship has been. And I know in my heart that my dear granddaughter is not going to be choosing someone who does not feel and think about the Lord the way she does. She's going to choose someone that is going to enhance her spirit as well as his. And she in turn will be a mate for her, for him, to bring his ministry to a higher level. I've often wondered what's going to happen when they went to Jacksonville there for a bit. Back in the 60s, when I was first ordained a priest, one of the joys I had, and I bore the testimony of this before, is that no matter where I was, I could serve the sacrament to my family. And that is an important aspect, probably, of Monty's priesthood to come. And I know that he will not stop with just that, because he has such a relationship with the rest of the family and the boys, that his life is going to be steeped with the ministry of Jesus Christ. And I welcome this ordination with all my heart.
Not seeing anyone else. Don't hesitate.
No.
Now's the time.
Well, it's very simple, but it was last spring that it just fell on my heart that Monty was called to be a priest. And I watched and nothing happened. but I knew that it would happen in its own time. And then we did get the word that Monty had been called. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord at that confirmation, and I'm thrilled that things have worked, that call has come to fruition, and that the call which the Lord has had for him for a little while is now today being made before his people, before the Lord's people, and I appreciate that.
I can say that last spring, that same confirmation came to me. Just before they moved to Jacksonville, we went over to their home one evening to help with some of the moving things, and Dan and Clarence were there. And when I realized who was visiting, I thought, oh, they've come with a call to priesthood. And no, that wasn't it. They were just getting ready to send tapes to them for the services here. I thought, oh, okay. Well, maybe later. I think that as a parent, what you do as a parent, you don't get to see the fruition of until your children are adults, and you hope that you did the right thing, but it comes out as they're adults, and you can see them taking their place in the world and in the church in positive ways. And we've been very blessed to have that happen in our lives. The one confirmation that just came to me today was that hymn that we just sang. Because when I was a mother for the first time in Waterloo, Iowa, we had a special service. And I was spoken to under the Spirit by Brother Ray Zinser. And Risa was 3 months old. And he told me that the gift of motherhood on my head was a very important calling, and that I had that responsibility. And then he asked to have us sing A Charge to Keep I Have, which has always kind of been my mantra song for motherhood. So I appreciate that, and thank you.
I've been praying and fasting for the last several days to receive confirmation that Monty was called to the office of priest, and I hadn't received anything here or there, and I was came to this morning, and I'd have just an incredible peace about it, and I was like, well, you know, maybe that's just my excitement that he's been called, and you know, maybe that's not really the Holy Spirit, but. So I put it to the test, and I asked the Lord, is Monty called to the office of priest? And the confirming spirit confirmed to me that he is. And then I said, Lord, if this is not your will, take these thoughts from me. Give me a stupor of thought, just as you have promised. And it did not come, and I testify to you now that Monty is called to the office of priest.
Anyone else? Artist, when we visited that night with Monty and Jerry, I was not too sure with them about a priesthood call, but that was definitely in the back of my mind. We've been in a unique situation where we've had individuals attending that aren't members, and the only way that I can act on something is if they're members of the branch. And I was frustrated, not with Monty, but, you know, I was just frustrated that, you know, there was limited things that we could do. It was up to Monty and Jared whether or not they wanted to be part of our branch. And the frustration kind of multiplied when they moved to Florida. I thought, well, how is this going to happen? I remember one Wednesday night, Caleb came and said, you know, I got an email from Monty, and they said they'd like to be members of the branch. I said, email him back immediately. Tell him to send it in by email, however he wants to, but get it back immediately. And so that is, it's wonderful how God works things out. If no one else wishes to share, we will go ahead and take a vote at this time, and I would simply ask those that are willing to support Monty Nordine to the office of priest, please raise your hand. Those opposed? It carried. As you know, Monty and Jer are presently living in Florida, and however the Lord works us out, it's up to him and them. But they're here for this weekend, so we really loaded Monty up today. So I would ask your continued prayers for them, not only today, but in the days ahead, that God will continue to bless them in their journey. And at this point, unless there's any objections, we will close this part of the business meeting and prepare for our next service. So thank you.